It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today, you know we're going to do a bunch of different things, and you know I'm going to say, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it'll be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's find a pencil and write our names at the top of our paper. And then when you have finished, you can put your pencil down because we're going to do what first? Yes, we're going to color first. So at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. I see a dog. I love dogs. You know, I have a dog named Murphy. She's a good girl and I love her. So we're going to start with the dog. Let's color that dog. Hold on. Hold your horses. Ready for these directions? We're going to do brown body, brown head, but we're going to do black ears and a black tail. So let's start with our brown crayon. We're doing a brown body. This is the part where you listen to the directions. Listen to the directions. Brown body. Brown head, but not his ear. And don't do his nose. Let's call this dog Max. Let's call this dog Max. I had a boy in my class named Max 1 year, and he was fantastic, and he loved dogs too. Okay, now put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Now let's color the tail black. Color neatly. Color his ear black. We can only see this ear on the side because you know what? The dog is in profile. Did you know that word? When you turn to the side, that's your profile. Mm-hmm. And then color his nose black too. How cute is our dog, Max? I love it. All right, put down your black crayon in 3, 2, 1. Now, Max has a friend in our picture. Do you see his friend? Mm-hmm. Let's call Max's friend Sam. Let's color Sam's hair since we already used our black crayon and our brown crayon. Let's color his hair yellow. This is Sam. Can you sound out Sam with me? I'm going to tell you the sounds in Sam. Sam. This is Sam and his dog is Max. Max. What's the first sound in Sam? Mm-hmm. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's give Sam a red shirt. You're right. The first sound in Sam is S. What's the first sound in Max? Max. Yep, the letter M. So we're giving Sam, the boy, a red shirt. Okay, 2 seconds, 2, 1. Put down your red crayon. Let's find our blue crayon and give him some blue jeans. Give him some blue jeans. Okay, 2 seconds, 2, 1. If I'm going too fast for you, it's okay. Remember, you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's give him some black shoes. Let's give him some black shoes. All right. You may put down your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Do you see the apple that he's holding? Let's color it green. Let's color it green. You pick the color green. Could be light green or dark green. He's holding a green apple. All right, and then let's color the two apples bobbing around in the tub. Let's color those green as well. 1, 2. Stop there. Put your green crayon down, and let's color the apple in Max's mouth. Let's color that one red. color the apple in Max's mouth red. Remember, Max is our dog. Cute little dog, black and brown dog. All right, put down all your crayons. Now, let's count the green apples. Touch them and count them. One, two, three. And then how many red apples? One. So three and one makes how many in all? Let's count all the apples. Touch them. One, two, three, four. So three green apples and one red apple makes four in all. All right, ready? I see some trees. Do you see some trees? Let's have the tree that's in front. See the tree that's in front of the other one? Let's color the leafy, bushy part of that tree, the tree that's in front, orange. The leafy part, the top part of the tree, color it orange. Just the tree that's in front. We're going to have this tree be changing colors for the fall, for autumn, and for the fall. Autumn is a fancy way to say fall. I love the fall. I'm here in California, though, and sometimes our fall happens a little bit later than normal, and the leaves don't start changing colors for a little bit of time. All right, take two more seconds. Oh, I'll give you three, two, one, put down your orange crayon. And now the tree that's behind the other one, let's color the top part yellow. That tree will have yellow leaves. So we're doing the top part. We're not coloring the trunks of the trees just yet. Just coloring the top part. The puffy, bushy, fluffy, cloudy tree part top. Leaf part top. You know what I'm saying. Don't look at me like that. You know what I'm saying because I'm speaking the truth. All right, put down your crayons in three, two, one. Now let's color the tree trunk. Find your brown crayon. Let's color both of them. Color both of them. Color neatly. Let me see you do your very best job. Color neatly. Okay, can you hear the beginning sound in tree and trunk? It's hard because it says tr because of that R, but I'm here. I'm going to break it down for you. Ready? Tree. Tree. Trunk. What do you hear at the beginning? Yeah, letter T. T-R, really, to be exact. It's a blend, so it's hard to hear. Put down your crayon in three, two, one. Boys and girls, do you see the birdhouse? Look how pretty it is. Do you see that birdhouse? Let's color it blue. I'm going to use my light blue crayon. You can color the pole that's holding it up, the wood post or the pole that's holding it up, and the house. What's the beginning sound in house? Yep, the letter H. I don't see any birds in this birdhouse. Maybe at the end when you have more time, you could draw a bird to put in there or to put hanging around on the top of it, perching on the top of it. Okay, color neatly. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Okay, do you see the two flowers in the grass? All right, listen closely. The flower next to our yellow tree. Do you see the flower next to our yellow tree? We're going to color that flower purple, the petals and the inside. The flower next to our yellow tree, color it purple. And then go ahead and put down your purple crayon. And then the flower next to the birdhouse, let's color that one pink. The flower next to the birdhouse. Color that one pink. And then you know we need our green crayon, right? Get your green crayon for your stem and the leaves on both flowers. What is the beginning sound that you hear in flower? Flower. Yes, the letter F. All right, ready? You know what? Take that green crayon and color that lump of grass under those flowers. Go ahead and just see that grass that they're sticking out of. Color that green, that patch of grass. And then color the grass at the bottom of the bird pole. Might as well do that too. Or bird post. pull, post, whatever. They both start with the same beginning sound. What's the beginning sound in pull and post? Yes, the letter P. All right, ready? Do you see another animal in our picture that's not a dog? Do you know what that is? Yeah, it's a squirrel. Let's color it brown. Color your squirrel brown. What's the beginning sound? You know what? We could have colored this gray, but too late. I already started. If you have time and you want to color this gray, go ahead if you didn't already start. You could use your pencil if you don't have a nice gray color. What's the beginning sound in squirrel? Squirrel. Yes, the letter S. Squirrel. It begins the same way as Sam. Sam and squirrel begin the same way. Take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Do you see a clump of grass next to the squirrel? Color that clump of grass green. Or that patch of grass green. Grass and green begin the same way. What's the beginning sound in grass and green? Yes, the letter G. Okay, ready? Do you see the big bucket that the apples are floating around in? Let's color that bucket. Let's do orange. Find your orange crayon. Any kind of orange will work for me. And color that bucket orange. It's an orange bucket. What's the beginning sound in bucket? Bucket. Yes. B. And then let's give some blue water to the inside. They're floating around in some water. So stick some blue water inside. I actually got a little bit of orange inside there, but it's okay. I'll be all right. Okay, put down all your crayons. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page with our pencil. Do you have your pencil? Terrific. Okay, ready, Freddy? You say rock steady. Ready, Freddy? Go down to the star. There's a letter A next to it. We are going to be tracing some letters and filling in some missing ones. Wait for me. Did you already get started? Stop that. Wait for me. Let's trace capital A. All of these are going to be uppercase letters, and we're going to write uppercase letters when we fill in. So we have A, B, and then what's next? Yes, the letter C. Touch that top line so you can make a capital. A, B, C. Let's trace the letter D. Trace the letter E. Do you know what comes next? If you don't, we just start at the beginning again. And we say A, B, C, D, E, F. I love that song. It's an old one, but it's a good one. It helps me stay on track. Even as a grown-up, helps me figure out, especially if I'm putting things in order by the alphabet, it helps me. After F comes G. Trace the G. Okay, I'm going to go back to the beginning because we have a missing letter. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Write the letter H. Make it a capital H. And then we have I on the end. Boys and girls, you know I don't like this I. Will you make the line on the top and the bottom stick out further? Make it stick out further for me. Thank you. Okay, scoot down to the next line. We have a J. Trace that J. And then K. Trace it. And then L. We have a missing letter. Let's go back to A. And this time when we say our ABCs, let's use a robot voice. Ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. Write the letter M. Nice and big. M. Trace the N. Oh, do you know what comes next after O? Yes, P. Write the letter P. Touch that top line to make a capital P. Then what?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Q is at the end of that line. Q comes after P.
The last line has R. Trace it for me. S. What's after that?
I forgot it. I don't know. I'm going to go back to the beginning and I'm going to cry this time. You want to cry with me while we read our letters? Cry with me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. Okay, I don't have to cry anymore. T, U, V. Fill in the letter V. W, X. Yes, fill in the letter X. And then we trace Y and Z. Woohoo! Okay, skip down to the heart. We have some numbers and we have some missing numbers. Let's trace number 10. Trace, it's a 1 and a 0 for number 10. Scoot over. Now we have 11, which is a 1 and a 1. So 10, 11, what comes next? 12. The 1 comes first, then the 2. Then we have 13. See how the 1 comes first? 13. What would be next? We have 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 1 and 4. Then what comes after 14? 15. Put the 1 first and then your 5. Let's count those. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We did the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.